This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Well, the Eagles flew higher last year than they had ever flown. And I mean that it's no disrespect to 2017, which to me was more special. But last year was more dominant. I mean, they won 18 games. Now there's an extra game, right? But they annihilated the two teams they played in the conference title game in the Super Bowl. That was something to behold. So tonight they honor that group. Quick ceremony. It'll be interesting to see how long the montage video is they put up on the screen. You know, is it a quickie because they're trying to move on? Or do they fully embrace honoring last year for the fans for the ceremony and then unfurl the banner, and then the team comes out? I don't know. We'll have to obviously say. If you got tickets, good for you. By the way, if you've been trying to get in on the phone lines, and obviously many have today, sorry if we don't get to all of you. Time's yours. A great opportunity. And this is, you know, just about last call for this Time's Yours, which will obviously be our final Time's Yours before the game and the season begins. Get in on the Time's Yours line in just the next couple minutes. The most passionate, fired-up Eagles fans that call Time's Yours will make the show today at 9:45. So 215-238-4500. Always store that phone number in your phone. 215-238-4500. Be ready to dial it during the game, after the game, but also right now for passionate, fired-up Eagles calls to rile us all up at 9:45 and add that extra excitement to the show. All right, Brian Dawkins, who was always fired up, he said something very interesting a couple months ago about the challenge of repeating. What he said, we'll get to that. Phone calls right now. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That's how you do it! Super Bowl champs! 1-0 after tonight.
Absolutely. So, Joe, I need to give you a little tough love here, buddy. Kirk Gibson, hack. Willis Reed, fraud. What are they going to say about Joe DeCamara? Is he going to come out and show his toughness to the world? Come on, man. Let's go.
Well, look, I appreciate that. I will just say, I don't know what else to tell you. I will see in the coming days what's possible and what's not.
No, all kidding aside, that those.
By the way, Ed, let me ask you a question. And I'm not ripping Kirk Gibson. Yes. I'm just curious if you know this. Do you know that home run in Game 1 in the World Series was the only at-bat he had the whole World Series?
That's why you're the hammer, my friend.
Okay, I'm just saying, he had one at-bat in five games.
Which, and, how you know, is a real injury
and
to
Willis,
do that.
And Willis Reed scored 4 points. Okay?
Yeah, it was my poor attempt at humor. They can't all be winners, but feel better, my friend.
Thank you, pal.
So, watching the Dagger play last night on the NFL Network, and you know, just saw it from just different perspective, or just, you know, looking at, and I don't know what play was actually drawn up. What you see on the field is a simple play action zone read with a backside go route. The fact that Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown never dog a play on a stock block, never, you know, run anything less than our best, because that's when running your hardest on a backside go route pays off in the Super Bowl. And it did. And that was just kind of the, oh my God, that was like years, but like, you know, every rep in practice paid off in that singular moment.
I got to tell you, Ed, I think that's where Sirianni's messaging of contributions over credit manifests. I mean, let's be real. A.J. Brown could have an extra 30 to 40 catches a season if he was in a different offense. Devontae could probably have an extra 20 to 30. You know, Saquon as a receiver could have an extra 20 to 40. Goddard could have an extra 20. I mean, they really could. But, you know, it's not the way the Eagles run things. And so when Sirianni talks about and you know, Jalen obviously could throw it more. I mean, he could. He could have better offensive numbers through the air. When Sirianni talks about contributions over credit, I think he's got, like, those five guys in mind in particular.
Yeah, I mean, and I think the league realizes that. I mean, I think, didn't A.J. Brown still make All-Pro this year, or second-team All-Pro?
Second-team All-Pro, yeah.
Yeah, so they I think the league is smart enough to realize that, you know, their contributions outside of, you know, being the main read on a pass route, but... You know, I think that'll carry over into this season, and I'm just uncertain as to what the defense is going to do. But
yeah.
I guess tonight's the first display.
All right, Ed, give me an answer here. If the Eagles had to choose someone who's not an Eagle to unfurl that banner, who should it be?
I really want to say this phrase, but I don't want to have my call get dumped. He needs to wear a T-shirt that says Howie Roseman's B-word, Jerry Jones.
I love that more than I can say.
Well done.
Listen, I think that's going to be hard to beat. I didn't expect a Jerry Jones answer for an Eagles banner, but it would be delicious.
Oh, it's outstanding. Delicious is actually a better word. You're right.
So think about this. Yeah.
Jer will be in the building.
He could be listening to us right now. I mean, he's in town. John, what would you want to say to Jer Jones?
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, don't change, buddy. Don't change.
Be you.
Remember that video last year, James, with that guy on the sidelines giving him the business?
Oh, it was so good.
Keep doing what you're doing, Jerry.
Great, Jerry.
Great job, Jerry. It was before an Eagles-Cowboys game. Hey, Jerry, keep up the good work.
Where his box is, the fans are right in front of it, right?
I don't know.
Because I remember... Wasn't the Tennessee Titans, didn't the owners down there get ripped for trading A.J. Brown here?
I mean, it could be. I mean, listen, those boxes, I mean, they're not, I mean, they're somewhere near fans. I mean, people turn around.
Yeah, it's not like in another stadium. Right. It's not that far, yeah.
No, the windows aren't going to be closed. It's not like it's December.
It's somewhere right there. By the way, as the season is about to start, let me just throw this out. I'm sorry to throw cold water on.
Don't do it.
I'm going to do it. Because as we start one season, there's two other seasons soon to start, relatively soon. Are we ever going to hear anything about Joel Embiid's status?
It's unbelievable.
Yes, I'll tell you right now. He will not be ready for training camp the start of the season.
And really, my thing, honestly, isn't even whether he'll be ready for the start. It's whether he'll ever be great again.
Well, that's enough.
Because there's nothing that gives me an indication that he'll be great again.
That story told me all I needed to know that he did a couple months ago. And from all indications... You know, Nick Nurse, I don't really know. It's kind of up in the air. No, he's not.
The fact that they say nothing is what gives me the greatest.
Good thing he's got like 4 years left on his contract.
Well, right. Because, guys, if they felt confident he was like ready to rock and roll, they'd be telling the world.
No.
I mean, they're not saying anything.
Of course they would.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're hoping that the Eagles' start to the season goes really well and no one pays attention to them.
Yeah, well. All right, let's get to Eric in Mount Laurel. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning. How's everyone doing?
Doing great, Eric.
Can't wait. Tried to get in and win those tickets this morning. Had all the names, but lines were jammed. But maybe next week.
You got the theme, right, Eric? Buddy and Ray and Vermeil, the three that embraced it the most?
Absolutely.
Who would be fourth on that list? I mean, it's not Chip. It's not Andy.
I mean, Nick tried to.
No, it's not Nick.
He wore a beat Dallas shirt at practice. He literally wore a beat Dallas shirt.
It's not Nick Sirianni. He does not embrace it.
It's not, but he did. He tried to, and then he got ripped for it.
All right. Who's fourth?
That's the point. There is no fourth. At least he wore a Pete Dallas shirt.
Ray, is it coat tight?
Oh, God, no.
Is it Marion Campbell? I mean, I was young.
That doesn't even count. No.
I'm just saying, I feel like we got a big three that embraced it, and then, like, everybody else.
I think it's Nick because of the Pete Dallas shirt.
That's definitely not Nick. He's not even going to have the freaking team out there on the field for the ceremony.
Look, I agree with you, but I'm just saying, if we're looking for a fourth, there is no fourth.
Well,
at least he wore a Pete Dallas shirt once.
All right, Eric, what do you got for us in the game in the season?
I think... what works with this team is how they learn and how the leadership learns from what they did last year. I'm looking for tonight to be a huge first start, not like Green Bay in Brazil, where it was a slow start, it was sloppy. I think they've prepared for this since last season. They knew what they made their mistake in and how they can adjust. I think this team starts out and just blows Dallas out and just comes out and shows the entire world, hey, we're ready.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Season. Well, let's see if the defensive backfield is ready to do their end of the bargain to help it be a blowout. Because, you know, I think, I'm just being honest with you, Eric, I think the Eagles are going to win fairly, handily, but I think Dak Prescott and those wide receivers will get the Eagles' defensive backfield a couple times tonight. I mean, they got two really good wide receivers and a quarterback that can throw the ball.
Works.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying it's hard to blow out a team when that happens, is my point.
But they don't have their offensive line is really young, and they don't really have a run game. So, like, when you know what they have to do, it makes it a little bit easier for the Eagles defense.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I agree with Rhea in that aspect, that I think our front four is going to get to them. I think Jalen Carter is going to be a major problem, that they're not going to have that time to get way downfield because Jalen Carter is going to be in Dak Prescott's face all night long.
Listen, he's an incredible player. I mean, it's. I don't know what else to say. He's incredible. Eric, give me an answer. Who should unfurl that banner that's not an Eagle?
So as much as I like the Jerry Jones answer, I think this guy was the direct link to us winning last year. He gave us Saquon, Joe Shane.
I like the angle we're going down. We've pivoted and gone down a different way.
We're doing
with his
petty.
Answer. It's good.
That's really good. All right. Speaking of good, Brian Dawkins, good in a really different way. So, Dawk, obviously, we love him. And he was on, honest to God, I think this is when he was in studio either with us or he was on with Joe and Hugh. Yeah, this is when he was on with Joe and Hugh. This goes back a couple months ago. This is before the preseason. And he was talking about the challenge of repeating. And I'll say this before we play the audio. What you're about to hear him describe, I sense the Eagles have done a really good job with. But this is before they got together as a team at the preseason training camp and all that. Here was his perspective a couple months ago on with Joe and Hugh on the challenge of repeating and his advice. Here's something Brian Dawkins said.
What's the biggest challenge for the Eagles to try to do it again?
All right, follow me here. You exhale too long. You exhale. You've got it done. Oh, yeah. You exhale too long. And then you don't get back into the mindset of the grind. You don't get back into the mindset of, okay, yes, we did that. We're going to celebrate it where it's time to celebrate. But now it's time to get back into pain mode. We got to reintroduce yourself to the grind and the pain that got you to the place to be in the playoffs and be in the Super Bowl in the first place. Sometimes that is the thing that hinders individuals because they celebrate too long, or it's always, yo, but we won the Super Bowl. I didn't do this thing, but we won the Super Bowl. Mm. Yeah, we didn't do it, but
we hear that a lot. Zone, right? We hear that a lot.
Yeah.
So
it has to get to the point, and, you know, it has to get to the point that last year does not exist anymore. You really have to then go back into the lab for yourself to be brutally honest. What you see on film, don't give yourself ways out when you look at film. And then you get back into the pain, the beautiful pain of getting better.
I think they've done as well as I can perceive it as they could have done. Now, look, I can't tell you in June if somebody was lifting weights as much as he used to lift weights in June. I mean, what do I know? What do any of us know? We don't know. But from a team messaging standpoint, I certainly sense that they have done an excellent job of pushing aside last year and embracing the new challenge. And as a fan, I appreciate that. But I will also say this. Other than Doug's book, I can't tell you in 2018 that I sensed things were about to get wacky. Now, the Carson thing was unique.
Well, you know, they also had the banners in the locker room. Malcolm Jenkins did the whole take him down thing and all. So I think that they came into training camp. Like, Nick came into training camp with this message. It was like, we're forgetting this. It's over.
I thought he started it at the parade, honestly.
That's the point. The point is, it's always been this. Whereas for Doug and the team, it became that during training camp. They changed. They pivoted on the fly.
Right.
Meanwhile, we've got our quarterback also doing independent contracting himself, going out and interviewing Michael Jordan and Peyton Manning. Hey, guys, could I get your number so I can call you and hound you incessantly as to how I can make sure the team doesn't fall into these
pitfalls? And our head coach, too, calling coaches. Both our wide receivers put out posts like the day after the Super Bowl being like back to work. Like, you know?
The only way you get to the levels of the Jordan and the Peyton Mannings and the Nick Sabans and all those guys, you do it over and over and over and over and over again. No one gets to that level of greatness, you know, in a short span of time. That's about sustained, incredible excellence over years and years.
Well, and it's Tom Brady with what's the best championship? The next one. It was that mentality.
Is that what he said?
They would say, what's your favorite championship that you won? He would always say, the next one.
That's amazing.
God, he's annoying.
You know? I know, but like that's the exact thing they're talking about, right? Like, forget that one, next one.
It's crazy about Brady. He won 7. He could have won 12.
He got to the championship game like every year of his career. Like, I mean, the AFC championship game.
They lost that one title, AFC title game to the Colts when they were up.
Which is all time.
They were up, what, 24-6 or something?
They had the 4th-and-2 play.
Could have beaten the Eagles. Yep. Didn't. Could have. Could have beaten the Giants twice. Didn't.
Yeah, twice. Yeah.
I mean, like.
Once they stopped them from stealing, you know, practice stuff and deflating balls, you know, it really hurt them.
And then he won 2 more after that.
I know. Right? You're never going to get me to give on him, especially because I worked with Hollis for a long time.
Yeah.
And Hollis is convinced they stole that one.
Well, you know what? I've talked to a lot of players from that team, and a lot of them are.
It was a disgrace.
A lot of them are convinced that it was not on the up and up.
Yeah.
And that's...
I was on that team.
And I know you... And John, I'll say this. Had that team won the Super Bowl, and maybe even independent of that team not winning the Super Bowl, like, to me, there is still an argument that team might have been better than last year. I'm just telling you, John, you were on it.
I don't think there is. I get it, but
games,
I don't think
there is. I think last year was...
In the games that they...
I get your point.
Other than the Super Bowl, which I'm going to push aside for a second. I'm going to push aside the Super Bowl for a second.
Kind of hard to do that.
The other team might, no, but the other team might have cheated.
Yeah, sure.
They went in games when the Eagles played their stars.
They only lost one.
They went 15-1.
Lost to the Steelers. Yeah.
Yeah, they went 13-1 and 2-0 in the playoffs.
This past team went 16-1 after the...
I'm just telling you, let me put it this way. In the regular season...
The one Hurts got knocked out
I'll tell you this. There is no question in my mind 04 Eagles were better in the regular season than the 24 Eagles. No question. Mm-hmm. John, you guys were the backups were going in with 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, it was happening all the time. So, you know. Eagles football. It's back, baby. Tonight, coming up in 11 hours, an Eagles game. Merrill, Mike, and Devin on the call here on WIP. All right, so on this game day, we're also mixing in the Aaron Nola topic a little bit. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. If you missed it, he got bombed again yesterday. He's given up since coming back about a run an inning. And by the way, he wasn't good, you know, in the first 2 months of the season.
18 earned runs in 19 innings.
Yeah. And he wasn't good in the first 2 months of the season before he went out. So Twitter poll question of the day brought to us.
8.38 ERA.
Yeah, horrible. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Make sure you check out Armin Certified One Owner Pre-Owned Pickup Trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com together. Let's drive. Poll question. As you perceive it, as of right now, which pitcher is most likely to be the Phillies' fourth starter in the playoffs if they need a fourth starter, which would be deeper in the playoffs? Four choices, alphabetical order. Walker Buehler, who they just acquired. Aaron Nola, Andrew Painter, Taijuan Walker. Okay, John, you say it's which one?
Taijuan Walker.
I agree with that. Rhea, you say?
The most likely?
Yeah.
Buehler.
Okay, James?
I will say Buehler, but I would put Nola ahead of Taijuan. Like, I still think we're overrating the Nola's definitely not starting.
I'm not saying he's definitely not starting. If he settles in,
he's the one who's going to start.
I agree.
So I will say Walker Buehler, though, because I don't think it's going to be Taijuan.
Tell me if you agree with this, James. If he does not improve in the next, you know, final five starts or six starts, he does not get the start.
Yes, but
he can't pitch if he keeps pitching like this.
I think the level of improvement that we need is less than what they need. Like six innings, three runs consistently, he'll get a start.
I'd be fine with that.
Well,
that's not great.
That's not
even a quality start.
But that's also what Taijuan often is.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
John, who do you think won the poll, as people currently perceive it, most likely to get that start?
The choice is
Buehler, Nola, Painter, Walker.
I'm going to say Buehler.
He does.
Ah, wow. 30, how about that?
So 37% say Walker Buehler, 31% say Taijuan Walker, 28% Aaron Nola, and Andrew Painter, 4%. I mean, I don't think it's Painter.
That's
but,
the right percent on Painter. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. All right, the other poll question we have is how many wins are the Eagles going to get this year? So we broke it up into four choices, which were 13 or more, 12, 11, or 10 or less. John, which one wins the poll?
12.
It does. 52% say 12. 26% say 13 or more. 18% say 11. 10 or less, 4%. Reminder, I said this earlier in the show, it's worth repeating. In the four prior times the Eagles had reached the Super Bowl, in the next season, they never won the division. That is
notable. Is it worth repeating?
Yeah. You know it is. It's surprising to know they never.
It has nothing to do with this year.
History is schedule. No, I don't agree with you on that.
The challenge.
I don't agree with that. Let's get to Barry right now, calling from Abington. Barry, good morning.
Yeah, hi. Joe, I was out there yesterday, if you remember, and I saw you injure your ankle. And as you know, I'm a retired physician.
It was great meeting you, Barry. You're a great man.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you.
And I examined your ankle.
Yep.
And that's a legit injury. So my point being is, if Jack Fritz has any ounce of character and he's listening, he ought to be the one to recognize that you should postpone this thing, because you've got to be able to be at your best and he's got to be able to be at his best. And that's the bottom line as far as I'm concerned. So you're not complaining, but definitely you were severely tender over that medial malleolus. That's the bone inside the ankle. And you got to ice it down, take care of yourself, and Fritz has got to step up and be a man. That's all I got.
Wow. No, that's interesting. Okay. I hadn't considered whether he would do that, and I guess we'll see if he does. That's interesting.
Well, you're not complaining.
No, I'm not complaining.
Telling you, no. I'm giving you the legitimacy of that injury. This is not a fake.
I appreciate
that.
You're
not making any excuses.
Yeah.
And good luck to you. That's all I can say.
Thanks, Barry. Barry, I really enjoyed meeting you, and I wish we could have hung out more and played more and all that. It was.
Well, maybe we can do that in the future.
Yeah. And we had a nice turnout. I think we had about 12 or 13 people out there.
It was fun. It was fun.
It was. All right, Barry, let's give you a chance to win these Phillies tickets. Who would you like that's not an Eagle to unfurl that banner tonight?
Ray Didinger.
Oh, that's a good answer, too.
Ray. Always a good answer.
The Diddy.
Ray would say, absolutely not. Let someone else do it.
All right, let's see if you guys can remember, because you have these ceremonial, like you pick someone to do something. When they imploded the vet, who did they pick for the ceremonial
I was drinking push, mimosas on top of a building.
Push of the button to, I don't know if, I don't think it was the real push of the button because it was further away, but. They had a, and maybe it was the real push, I don't know, like to begin that explosion. Who did they choose?
Was it Ed Rendell?
It was not. He was.
It's a good guess, though.
Probably not the governor at
figure?
That time. It is a sports
Bill
figure.
Bill Giles?
No, but I'll say this. It is someone that played for one of the two teams, meaning that the vet the vet would be, the Eagles and the Phillies.
Ron Jaworski.
Oh, hold on. No, hold on. Wait, wait a minute. Now I'm getting confused between the Spectrum and the vet. Hold on. I think I'm talking about the vet. Yeah, I'm talking about the vet.
Well, if it's an Eagle or a Philly, it's the vet.
Talking about the vet. Because he had a lot of bull blasts.
Luzinski?
It was Greg Luzinski.
That's cool.
Yeah, they had Greg Luzinski push the button. All right, let's get to Jeremy right now. Jeremy, good morning.
Kind of brilliant.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. A final bull blast in the bag. Jeremy, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing today?
Super, Jeremy.
I am so excited for tonight. I just wanted to talk briefly on the special that was on TV last night.
Yeah.
I took the opportunity to kind of look at it as a way to kind of split the hairs of the culture of this team. I was listening to Elliott's Daily Pod earlier, and I did the same thing last night. I took my phone out and started writing down some notes. But the one thing that stuck out to me the most is that everything this team does is intentional.
Yeah, that's true.
Down to every single finite thing.
And that comes from Nick and Jalen, I think, primarily.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it really stuck out to me also that everything is intentional, but they empty the tank in everything that they do. They remind me a lot, and I'm a little bit of a historian, not as much as you, but they remind me a lot of Jim Brown. Jim Brown was notorious for laboring physically to get up off the ground and get back to the huddle, but then when the play started again, he was brand new and fresh, and he was Jim Brown.
Yep.
He was one of the greatest players of all time, and that just reminds me of the mentality of this entire team. They give everything on every play, no matter what, and it's not just lip service.
I think that's a really interesting point. Yeah, I agree with you, Jeremy, quite a bit. It's very purposeful.
Absolutely.
Intentional is a great word for it, and they absolutely are, and it starts with Sirianni, but the quarterback is right there neck and neck with them.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
No, it's a good call by you. All right, Jeremy, you can win these Phillies tickets. Who should be the non-Eagle to do the banner ceremony tonight?
I mean, there's only one person on... There's only one person I can think of, and they're the only ever undefeated sideline broadcaster for the Philadelphia Eagles. Maybe Devin Caney.
Can you imagine that? Devin up there to do that. That's so funny. All right, let's talk.
She would have to lead an Eagles chant if she did it. You
yeah,
know?
That would be funny. Salvador in Coatesville. What's going on, Salvador?
Oh, yeah. I had to call because.
Oh, yeah.
Sucks, okay?
There
I've
you
been
go.
Up since like 4:30. And you know what, man? I cannot wait. Can you imagine waking up today and being a Dallas fan? Like, Michael Parsons got traded, and now you have to come and face the world champ. The two-time world champ, that is. So get ready, because we're all going to have progress on our feet tonight.
So I couldn't understand most
not
of what he
word,
just said.
Not one word. Okay. I like the fire.
Okay.
All right, guys.
I agree.
Can you hear me now? Listen.
Well, yeah, but Ray, when you don't know what he said sometimes, you know, you might agree with something that's really horrible.
This
I mean,
is true. I'll take it back.
Guys, can you imagine waking up being a
that part? That part we heard. We heard that. It was more when you started elevating your voice.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been up since 4:30.
Yeah.
Going crazy. Can you imagine waking up being a Dallas fan today? Like, Michael Parsons got traded, and then you got to come in and face the two-time world champ.
That's right.
The two-time world champions with number one with the ball in his hand, and then you got 26 that's going to run down your throat. What are you going to do? They got that guy. Come on, man. I'm not worried about him. We got the best front line in the game. What are you? Nobody should be worried. We're 1-0 after tonight.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All
right, I love it. All right, who would you like to see do the banner, Salvador?
How about Michael Parsons?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Eagles fan.
That's pretty good. So, I still think Jerry Jones in the lead, but that's pretty good.
People got good with these.
Yeah. All right, coming up in 1 minute, we're going to get to Time's Yours. We wanted passionate, fired up Eagles calls for Time's Yours. We'll get to that in 1 minute's time. Hey, let me tell you about United Tire and Service. Best in the business. Best in the business. Summer obviously has wound down. We're into the fall. But at United Tire and Service, there's still reason to celebrate as they continue their end of summer sales event, obviously through a portion of the fall through September 16th. I mean, I know technically the summer doesn't end until, what, September 21st, but not in my world. You get past Labor Day, it's over. But their sale, it rolls on through September 16th with BF Goodrich offering a $100 rebate, and United Tire, how about this, doubling that with $100 in instant savings on any four BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. That's $200 in savings. That's just tires. Then there's service. Great service. I mean, incredible service, right? True experts at what they do. Wonderful people. They'll get you the car, you know, back to you quick and do it the right way. So hurry to find the locally owned United Tire and Service nearest you at unitedtire.com. UnitedTire.com. Do like I do. Get your car serviced right there. When you need tires, get them right there. UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours. All right, time's yours on this game day is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Make sure you unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Game day, go Birds! Go Birds! Go Birds!
That's a good start. I like it, sir.
Just in case I didn't bring it up when I called earlier. Dallas sucks!
I think that was Kenny. That's good work.
Hey, Joe. Rob from South Jersey. Pumped for the big game tonight. Let's go, Birds. I also just wanted to call and remind you that you lost and beat the Hammer last week, and you're 2-3 against the Lifetime.
B-I-G-L-E-S-E-O! All right, I like the first part and the last part that you called the most.
The middle part.
That middle part, we could have...
Does it feel like your knee is bent?
We could have done without. Is my knee bent?
Toward his.
I thought he was talking about you right now. That's
I did
funny.
Too. I was so confused. No, I'll say no to that.
Dallas Hate Week. My Dallas Hate started in utero. That's right, in utero. I heard my old man cursing that trifling star. And I took this hate in utero. I hit the ground running with it. So much so, to this day, when I see that trifling star, I throw up a little bit in my mouth.
Wow.
Tom from Abington.
That was Tom from Abington. And with that, time's yours. On a game day, we shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's get to Gary in Whitehall right now. Gary, good morning.
E-A-G-L-E-S-Eagle!
That's how you do, Gary. Well done.
I'm waiting. Wait. Dallas sucks.
That's right. And let me tell you what today is not. And this is a good thing.
We talking about practice.
No. Actually, today we're talking about a game. We actually get an Eagles game. And we all know what it's like to wake up. And a lot of people obviously woke up in the last, 1 to 3 hours. You wake up and you realize it's a frickin' Eagles game day. What a beautiful thing.
Happy opening day of the 2025 NFL defending champion Super Bowl season.
Let's hope it goes better than the last one, Gary.
I think we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
If Alshon had caught the ball, they might have won the Super Bowl. Mm. But you know, took them a hell of a long time to crank it up that year.
Hey, Joe, what was that last quote that with Nick Sirianni, conviction over credit?
It is,
yes.
No, not conviction.
No.
It's
contribution over credit.
Contributions over credit. Yeah.
So we can shorten that by calling it the anti-Joel thing.
Oh, man.
That's pretty funny.
True that.
Hey, Gary, John,
what?
Hey, John, happy birthday, brother. You're a fellow Virgo, and mine's next week, so happy birthday.
Thanks, Gary.
Gary, give me an answer here, pal, for a non-Eagle to do that banner tonight.
We're going to go with the catalyst of the 2008 World Series and MVP, Jimmy Rollins.
Jimmy Rollins, interesting answer. All right, Gary, appreciate it. All right, let's get to an answer to this question. The number of times this year that we hear Nick Sirianni or a player, because they all often parrot
like
what he
this.
Says,
yes.
Is it over under 131 that we hear? Like Saquon alone last year must have said,
can't be great without the greatness.
Yeah, I heard him say it like 25 times.
Yep.
So I got 131 contributions over credit, all the players combined and Nick.
Over.
You do believe that?
Yeah, I think Nick might do that on his own.
John, it's a pretty good one. Contributions over credit.
Pretty good.
You know, it focuses you in. It's another way of what Bill Belichick used to say, do your job.
It's alliterative,
right.
A little bit.
Like
it's got that. Yeah.
See what I did, Rhea? I
you worked in your favorite coach.
I wove my guy Belichick in there.
How did he look on the sidelines
weekend? I couldn't have enjoyed that more.
Yes, Nick is five Super Bowls behind Belichick. Let's just remember that. All right,
Mister. I have CeeDee Lamb on my fantasy team.
Yeah, the Packers defense.
Let me ask this: When is it acceptable tonight for me to hope that CeeDee Lamb catches a touchdown? Like, how much do the Eagles
Never.
Have to be up?
Zero.
What if they're up five touchdowns? And
zero.
And there's 3 minutes left in the game.
I don't want him to ever catch a touchdown all season long. How about that?
You're up by 35.
You're up 35, Iggy, man. It's okay.
I will think poorly of him being happy at that
Unless
moment.
Unless they have a shutout, because then you want the shutout.
You want the shutout.
Yep.
JD right now in Westchester. JD, good morning. JD. JD is not
Silent
ready to go.
JD.
Let's go to Big J. Big J, hello.
Welcome back, our Super Bowl champions, Philadelphia Eagles, and we continue to dominate the NFL.
There you go, Big J.
I'm so pumped.
You should be. Honestly, Big Jay, I couldn't tell if it was your phone a little bit or you were losing your voice as you were going.
It was both, I think.
It was like fading more and more as you went along there. But we got the general gist.
Man, we are going to dominate. We are putting the NFL on notice that we are not going to miss a beat, even losing all those players. I have all the confidence in our coaches. Nick Sirianni, know what he does? He gets us ready. Know what he does? He makes adjustments. And he has done that every year. And I have all the confidence that we are going to continue and make our way back to that Super Bowl, baby. Let's go, Bird!
All right, I love it. Big J, we're going to turn to right now. What non-Eagles should do the banner ceremony?
Star analyst for Fox, Nick Wright.
Who'd he say?
Nick Wright.
Oh, Nick Wright.
Oh, that's fine. He's a Chiefs fan and all that.
Nick Wright. All right. Violet, we're turning to right now. Violet, what non-Eagles should do the ceremony tonight?
Oh, my gosh. The guy that kept complaining about everybody saying go Birds, because I'm sure that Bradley Cooper is already taken.
Bradley Cooper's been said. I don't remember the person that said.
I don't either.
Yeah, me either.
I remember that woman that didn't like it about. In 2017, when that guy got in her face, I think it was the Vikings fan.
Oh,
the
that's
champion.
Right. Yes.
I think it was Emmitt Smith. Wasn't it Emmitt Smith that was complaining about the whole
might
go
have been.
Bird thing?
It sounds vaguely familiar to me.
Yeah.
Vaguely. Anyway, I'm not sure. I think I'm really excited. I'm excited to see what the defense is going to bring. I'm excited to see everything tonight because I know we have some questions.
Yep.
And I really think this year, I don't know why I feel this way, but I really feel like Jalen is going to open up the passing game. I think we're going to be really heavy on the passing game, which is fine with me. I still think we're going to run the ball, but go Birds!
All right,
I'm excited.
You got it.
Violet, go Birds,
enjoy the game. That's a great call. All right, so it's got to be Jerry Jones, right? I mean, it's
I think
it's
a clear winner.
And
Jerry
remember
Jones
what
today.
Shirt he's wearing.
Yeah,
Joe.
The Howie.
What's that?
I'm Howie's.
All right, so we asked earlier, what non-Eagle would you like to see unveil the banner? And while we did not expect a Cowboy to be the winning answer, Jerry Jones, to use the term I said earlier, would be a delicious answer.
Yes.
Or moment, if he was the guy. All right, everyone, enjoy the game. Obviously, we're going to have huge coverage all season long. If you missed it, we announced earlier that Mike Quick, Dick Vermeil, and Jason Kelce are all back with us for another season. We had Jason and Mike on the show earlier. We'll talk to Coach Vermeil in the coming days. Obviously, we'll have a big show tomorrow to recap the game, win or lose, but I think we all expect it to be a win. I got two words to sign off for you with. Go Birds!
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.